prior to beginning any flight maneuvers, you are required to visually scan the entire area for collision avoidance. The amount of light present and the technique for scanning determines how effective your collision avoidance scanning procedure is. When you scan during the daytime for other traffic and you see that an aircraft appears to have no relative motion and stays in one scan quadrant or one area that you're scanning, it's likely to be on a collision course. If that target that you're looking at shows neither lateral nor vertical motion but increases in size, take evasive action. What do I mean by quadrant? The way you scan for other aircraft during the daytime is to look at 10-degree quadrants at a time. Break up your scan into 10-degree quadrants. So train yourself to look for other aircraft by scanning 10-degree quadrants at a time. At night, the different part of your eye responds to light in a different way. During the daytime, the center part of the eye, the cones, which are more receptive to color, are predominantly used during bright light conditions. At night, you need to change your scan technique a little bit. At night, you want to scan slowly to permit the use of what's called off-center vision. In other words, by not looking directly at something, you actually have more visual acuity than you would if you looked directly at it at night. Atmospheric haze reduces the ability to see traffic and terrain, and atmospheric haze makes all features appear to be further away than they actually are. When you prepare for night flight, avoid bright white lights for at least 30 minutes prior to the flight. This will improve your night vision. If you're climbing or descending on a Victor airway, execute gentle bank turns right and left to provide for visual scanning of the airspace.